Earlier this week, Hurricane Melissa caused a lot of issues. Millions of dollars of damage in Jamaica, Haiti, and Cuba. Shelterbox Canada is now organizing a relief effort for Hurricane Melissa. Folks that have been affected, joining the conversation this morning, it's Executive Director of Shelterbox Canada, Stephanie Christensen. Stephanie, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for joining us. We really appreciate it. So for Mix Nation this morning, tell them about Shelterbox Canada.
Shelterbox is an international disaster relief charity. We provide emergency shelter and all of the supplies that people need to recover after disaster. And we've been recognized as a leader in shelter provision in humanitarian situations.
Okay, so we've all watched and followed the news on what's happened this past week in the Caribbean. What's the latest that you have from Shelterbox Canada?
So we have a team going to Jamaica, and we've already been in contact with partners on the ground in Jamaica, in Haiti, and we're also monitoring Cuba and the Bahamas. Obviously, the images coming through, the information coming through is devastating, but it's really important to note that a lot of communities are still completely cut off. We still don't know the full extent of the damage of this massive hurricane.
Yeah, Stephanie, so I was looking at videos on social media and they just showed the horrendous aftermath of the hurricane. Roads have become rivers, there's mudslides on the hills, and roofs were being ripped off from the buildings and the homes, which was just frankly just shocking.
Yeah, anytime we see a Category 5, those wind speeds, it's really hard for any buildings to withstand that. And so we do expect to see that happening. I think one of the most dangerous parts about these hurricanes is the storm surge. So parts of Jamaica got hit with 4 meters of water coming in. There's entire communities underwater. Most of the island doesn't have power. Communication is cut out. So it's definitely a really challenging situation.
Yeah, and I can speak to Jamaica. They don't have the infrastructure, that we have here in Canada. And you touched on the service interruption, people without power, cell phones down. So how can Mix Nation help now? What do they have to do? Stephanie.
The biggest thing people can do to help right now is donate to a humanitarian organization who's working on the ground. That's the best way to help. Anybody who would like to support Shelterbox efforts can do so at shelterboxcanada.org. And every dollar makes an incredible difference for people that have experienced disaster.
You were mentioning that your team will be arriving in Jamaica soon. When they get to Jamaica and hit the ground, what kind of things do they do?
So the first thing that we need to do is needs assessment. It's really important that we don't just come in and start handing out aid right away. There's never enough aid to go around, and so we need to understand exactly what people actually need to recover so that we're not actually causing more harm than good. So we have enough aid stored in the Caribbean for 10,000 people to start. Our team will do those rapid assessments to understand what the best type of aid is for Jamaica and for the surrounding islands that will help them really recover, and then we'll get that out as quickly as possible.
Stephanie, can you give us an idea of what aid means? Like, what are some of the supplies that you would provide?
Yeah, definitely. So we'll be looking to see what's available building material-wise in situations where there's not a lot of materials for rebuilding. Tents will be the best option. If there is building materials available, then we can do shelter kits, which are basically tarps, tools, and building materials that allow people to build a locally appropriate shelter or repair a damaged home. And then along with that, we'll be looking to provide things like water filters, blankets, solar lights, cooking equipment, those basic essentials that people are going to need, not just to survive right now, but to recover in the longer term.
And as well, Stephanie, lots of people with young families, like I saw on the BBC yesterday, they had a family with a 2-month-old baby. So situations like this also, you'll have to take care of babies and, people really in need, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, I mean, obviously there's huge need across the island everywhere right now, but we do prioritize the hardest hit communities and the most vulnerable people first. So we're looking at, families with young children, in some cases, maybe even child-headed households, elderly people on their own, anyone that might have a disability. So we'll prioritize those vulnerability criteria first, but we'll try to help as many people as we possibly can.
Thanks for the conversation this morning. Shelterbox Canada Executive Director Stephanie Christensen. And if you'd want to make a donation and get behind the work for those affected by Hurricane Melissa, just go to the website. Is that the easiest, Stephanie?
It is, shelterboxcanada.org. And thank you so much for having me this morning.